So let's review. Zok the Mishnah, Hasecher es ha-poyelim v'amalem lahashkim laharav. If one hires workers and then asks them to arrive before sunrise and to stay after dark, Makim shenogu shaloy lahashkim v'shaloy laharav ein rishoy l'chayfen. He cannot compel them to work longer than the standard workday in that area. The Gemara explains that the Mishnah refers to where the tafluhu a'igrayu. He agreed to pay them more than the standard wage. Nevertheless, he cannot argue hadet fui l'chua a'igrayu adaiti dike mekan misu mechashchisru behadoi. I agree to a higher wage expecting a longer workday, because they can respond hai de tafatlon adaiti davdin lach avidita shapirta. The extra compensation was for the above average workmanship. However, Tesis points out, im hisna miyikara hakol lofi tenoi. If when hiring them he explicitly stipulated a longer workday, they are bound by their agreement. The Mishnah continues, mokam shenogu lozun yozun, lasapik bimetika isapik. He must follow the local custom to supply his workers with meals or even the accompanying relish. The Mishnah then presents a general principle, hakol kiminika medina. All matters of employment follow the local custom. The Gemara adds another ruling regarding the length of the workday, which is from sunrise until nightfall. Payel b'chnisase mishaloi b'tziase mishal balabais. The employee must work until dark and then make his way home into the city on his own time, because the Tesis explains l'fi shechazar labais ened l'tzarech balabais. Going home is for his own needs. However, he does not have to leave home before sunrise. Rather, he sets out to work after sunrise on his employer's time, because shahalicha hi letzarech balabais, going to work is for the employer's needs. This is derived from the following pasuk: Tizrach Hashemesh Yosefen ve'elmoy noisim yibatzen. Yetz adam lefa'oloi v'labadosi adi arv. When the sun shines, one sets out to work and labors until dark. The Gemara explains lechzi heichen nehigi. Ordinarily, this too follows the local custom. However, this ruling is relevant b'ir chadasha b'nekutoi, in a new city comprised of people hailing from many different areas, therefore there is no prevailing custom. Alternately, the amalei dagrisa likapel deraisa, the employer stipulated that the standards of the Torah shall prevail. The Gemara therefore cites a source for the length of the workday. The Gemara digresses to expound the psukim of Tehillim Perek Kof Dalad, including those mentioned earlier. Tashas chayshich bihi loylo, Zeho Ilam Hazesh Shodem Lalaila. Nightfall is a reference to the darkness of this world. By Sirmas Kolchai Seyar, El Rishoim Shabai Shodem Lachai Shabiyar. The wicked are comparable to wild animals roaming the forest as they run amok in this world. The pasuk continues by describing their fate. Tizrach Hashemesh Yosefen, Tizrach Hashemesh Letzadikim, Yosefen Rishom Ligehenim. The sun will shine for the righteous in the next world, where they will receive their rightful reward, while the wicked will be gathered to Gehenna. Furthermore, the righteous will dwell according to their status. And the pasuk continues, Yetzi adam lefa'olai v'lavadasei adi arv. Yotu tzadikim l'kabal scharen b'misha hishlam avadasei adi arv. The righteous, having completed their task in their lifetime, will collect their reward. The Gemara relates an incident which makes reference to these pasukim. Rabbi Elazar ben Shimon met an official tasked with capturing thieves and asked him, how do you catch them? Thieves are comparable to wild animals and hide in their lairs. Additionally, perhaps you apprehend the wrong people. Therefore, he offered him the following advice. Visit eateries in the mid-morning when most people come to eat their morning meal. Inquire after any person who is nodding off while drinking wine. If he's a Torah scholar, you can assume he rose early for his studies. If he's a laborer, you can assume he rose early for his work. Otherwise, he probably spent the night stealing, and you may apprehend him. When the government heard this advice, they said, let him carry out his own plan. They appointed Rebbe Elazar ben Shimon to this job of apprehending thieves. The Rishonim explained that he was halachically permitted to do this. However, other sages disapproved of his actions and challenged him. Chaimitz ben Yayin, admosa at the meiser amish alalikenu lahariga, vinegar son of wine, i.e. you are scion of the great Reb Shimon bar Yochai, yet you do not act properly. Why are you handing over Jews to be executed? Reb Shimon responded, Kaitzim ani mechalim and akarim, I'm merely weeding out the thorns from the vineyard. However, they answered, Yavi balakarim vichalas kaitzim, let the master of the vineyard, Hashem, if he so chooses, remove the thorns from his vineyard. One day, along the referred to him with this disparaging term, and so he reasoned, such a brazen man is certainly wicked. Whereupon tafsuhu, he apprehended him. However, he later regretted his actions, but it was too late to redeem him, and he was hung. He stood under the gallows and wept. However, he was then told, Al Yerebeinecha, Shehu b'noi bolu nair moirasa b'yom kippurim. Do not be upset. He and his son violated a betrothed maiden on Yom Kippur and deserved the death penalty. When he heard this, Hanich yodei al b'nei meyav, he placed his hand upon his stomach and said, Sisu b'nei ma'ai, sisu. U'masveikes shalachem kach, v'adoy shalachem alachas kama v'kama. My insides, you may rejoice. Even my uncertain cases are proven just. Certainly, I am correct when I have supporting evidence. I'm certain that worms shall not prevail over my body. However, he decided to test this assumption. They surgically removed many basketfuls of fat. They placed them in the hot summer sun, and indeed, they did not rot. The Gemara relates that Rabbi Shmuel Rabbi Yisi also had this job of apprehending thieves. He made Aliyah a Nabi who told him, and advised him to flee, as his father did, to avoid having to do this.